Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good Saturday. The Pope is in town. The internet is acting crazy. Everyone is so happy to just be alive and well and kicking Saturday morning to you. Welcome to another episode of Hand and Footprints. I am your host, Miss Ricky R. Jones, and I'm telling you, everything is just everything. It's a nice fall, kind of cloudy, kind of cool, but perfect kind of day. Like I said, we're here in Philly, and everybody is excited about the Pope. There's nonstop coverage. Folks have been making their way through the security areas, and all I just want is some coffee. That's all I want this morning. So once we get off the air, I'm going to get some coffee because that's all I want to celebrate the fall and this great day. So I'm excited, and I'm thankful for you guys to be here always. Always, always, always thankful for your support. Thank you guys for those of you who listened to the 15-Minute Conundrum on last Wednesday night, and then you followed us on our first broadcast on Periscope. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate that. So we'll be doing that every Wednesday. We'll do the 15-Minute Conundrum here on Blog Talk, and then we'll go on over to Periscope and continue the conversation. So make sure you tune in for that. And I thank you guys. If you are listening for the first time, welcome. I'm so glad that you guys are here. We have on some fantabulous guests. I can't wait for you guys to get a chance to talk to this dynamic duo. But if you want to, if you're calling in, the number is 347-826-9723. 347-826-9723. Press the number 1. We're also online, so, you know, if you want to shoot us, if you want to send us a message, you can definitely go to Facebook. And if you're following me, you can go to Ricky Jones and send me an instant message. If you like the Hand and Footprints page, you can definitely send a message that way. Both of them are on Facebook. And please, by all means, my folks that are online, I wish you could see me waving, but I'm waving to you guys. Thank you. You guys are always supportive. Appreciate it. So now what can I say? Say about everything that's going on. First of all, did I mention welcome to fall? This is fall and winter. I know a lot of people say, oh, that's just so, but fall and winter are my two favorite seasons because I can bundle up. That's when I can throw on my heels and my boots and my dresses and my tights and just all kind of different color combinations and all different types of materials, whether it be wool or cashmere or silk. Whatever. I love fall and winter, love the fashion, love everything about it. It just says, oh, speak to me, wear me, do me, just do everything. And I love it, absolutely love it. So we're speaking of change. We're talking about, you know, last week was Fashion Week, and everything is just all about how are you going to look, and not only about how you look, but it really is about how you feel. And these two ladies that I have coming on today really, really, really take the time. Because, you know, a lot of times when we look at what's new and what's fashionable, they have this one cookie cutter look and they want you to try it. And sometimes it's not for everyone. Most times it's not for everyone, but everyone will try to get into it. And these two ladies really define what fashion is supposed to be about. It's really about, yes, it's the design, but it's also about the individual and the character that that person brings to the clothes and the clothes bring to that person's character. So let me tell you about Nina Streets Designs. It's a mother-daughter fashion design team. First of all, you don't get to see that too often, but it's made of Nina Streets, who is an expert seamstress and a designer with over 40 years of design and creative experience, and her daughter, Adonis, fashion stylist, and she's also the co-designer. They established Nina Streets Design in 2012, and this epic design team has pioneered the first Atlantic City Fashion Week, directly followed one New Day Associates International Designer of the Year Award in 2012. Also, they were featured designers in Jersey City Fashion Week, Charm City Fashion Week, presented Beverly Johnson and Tavis Winky, Philly Fashion Week, and Atlantic City Fashion Week three seasons prior. The team has been featured in several publications, such as Today's Black Women's Style Report. They have a full-page spread in the August-September issue of 2012. Fast Black French Magazine, they have a covered feature and on the cover. And if you guys have been looking at the promo, the cover, the wonderful picture that we have of them, oh, my goodness, it's right there on the cover of that particular issue, September to October of 2013. Same city, August, September 2015, full page spread. And can I tell you, not only are they just like, they can take a lump of clay, like, you know, I'll say me as a lump of clay, and the things that they put together, and they just really, what can I say, but other than, good morning to my dynamic duo. How are you ladies doing?
Good morning.
Oh,
what an awesome intro.
Listen. I only go by what you guys give me and the interactions that I have with you all. And one thing about when I bring my guests on, I don't fudge it. I don't embellish it. It is what it is. You ladies are absolutely fantastic when it comes to really taking that mold of clay and really just creating some wonderful designs. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. The fall season is here. I can't wait to wrap myself up in some Nina Street designs. I'm so excited. But thank you, ladies. Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Well, to God be the glory for this awesome day.
It is. It
with
really
so much
is.
Happening,
I mean,
in our fair city.
And people are so excited. And I'm going to tell you, I know people complained about, you know, this whole things that they have to go and the streets being shut down. But when you really look at the blessing that it is for
those
folks who are off from work, for the kids who are out of school, I know my son is happy. He has been happy since last Tuesday, and he doesn't go back until Tuesday. So he has been tickled pink, not crazy about the projects that he has had to do, but he has been tickled pink that he's been off. And I think it's just exciting. It generates the buzz to the city, and it really shows light on the type of creativity and things that we have, especially with you ladies. And it's just, I like the fact that the streets are empty, because I have never gone from one part of the city to the next part of the city and under, you know, sometimes it takes about 45 minutes. Man, I'm telling you, I'm loving the traffic or the lack thereof. So people can complain all they want to. It's been great.
Yeah, it feels like a quiet storm.
It really does.
And it's a great honor, you know. I know we're supposed to talk about fashion, but I got to speak on it a little bit. I have to give kudos to our mayor for really being instrumental and, you know, influencing the Pope a little bit to come here. But for him to be here like this for the first time in history, what an honor. For our great city. It truly is. And a blessing.
It really is.
And a blessing to touch the hearts of people. And it's about people. Life is about people and how we care and treat each other. It truly is.
It really is. And people, and I find it, I really do find it a blessing because, like I said, he went to D.C., he went to New York, he could have gone anywhere. And it's the same thing like with my listeners. They could go anywhere. There are plenty of people they can listen to, plenty of people they can, you know, tune in and follow and all that. But it's a blessing and honor that he chose us. It's a blessing and honor that you ladies said, yes, you guys will come on with me and do the show.
Yes.
Listen, you ladies are hot. And you could have gone anywhere. So I appreciate it. I truly appreciate it. So now, Nina Street's design.
Yes.
Okay, so now we're going to start with Mom. We're going to start with Mom. So Mom.
Yes.
How did you become, you know, the seamstress extraordinaire that you are? How did that all start? Because I know growing up, and we talked about it when we were talking about you ladies being on the show, my mother kind of taught herself to sew. And every time she whipped out that machine, I went the other direction. So how did you, I wish I had stuck around, but she would whip it out and be like, shoom, I'm out of here. How did you become seamstress?
My mom encouraged me. She actually took a class through Singer back in the day. Singer used to offer sewing classes. And I just tagged along. And I know she did it to encourage and inspire me to move forward with it. And at that time, I was in the seventh grade, junior high, and I used to put out a class, my solo class, believe it or not, every week. My first project was a disaster. I cut it. It was a vest, and I remember cutting it up, messing it up, and so I just wasn't encouraged in that regard. But after that, it became a challenge for me to teach myself. I said, I'm going to show that teacher. I'm going to get this, you know, between her and my mother. I said, I'm going to sew. And I did just that. I started getting the very easy Vogue patterns. Of course, Vogue is not an easy company, but for me, it was a good challenge. So it became easy after a while. But they were my favorites because they were more stylish than the rest of the other companies. So I just started taking the Vogue patterns and just started sewing. I would look at the pictures. I was telling my daughter earlier this week, we were talking because we're finishing up our collection for AC Fashion Week, seventh season. And I was telling her that, you know, I enjoyed the Vogue, but I would look at the pictures, not necessarily reading the instructions, but just following along with the pictures, kind of gave me my start in a sense based on the basics that I did learn while I did stay in class. And I just took that and with my mom, you know, encouragement and just ran with it and been sewing ever since.
Yes. Mama, you got that. You got that.
Yeah,
right,
so thank God. Thank God for
thank
mothers
God for
and
you.
Encouraging.
Yeah, thank God for mothers.
Yeah. Mothers are awesome,
still,
the ones that do their job.
That's right, because I'm still, you know, I think I'm hot stuff because I can put needles through the eye. I can put thread through the eye of the needle and tie it off just right so I can pick the button. You know, I think I'm hot stuff. And for those of you who are just tuning in, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Hannah Footprints. I am your host, Ricky Jones, and we are on with the dynamic designing duo of Nina Street Designs, mommy and daughter, and it's absolutely fantastic. So if you guys want to ask questions, you can call in 347-826-9723, press the number 1. If those of you who are online, and I see they're getting ready to gear up to start sending in some messages online, you can hit us up either on Facebook if you're following Ricky Jones or on the Hannah Footprints page. Either way, I'm right there. I'll get your messages. So, and I wanted to kind of, those of you who are tuning in, I wanted to kind of school you on some old school stuff. Now, she talked about Singer. Those of you who are familiar, those of you who are over, over, those of you who are over 40, I'm going to say that because I'm over the over 40
group. Oh, that's cute.
Those of you who are over 40, because I'm in that group, Singer, if you're not familiar with it, a lot of your mothers or grandmothers, or even if you go to the cleaners, they had sewing machines, and one of the most popular sewing machines was a Singer, and one of the most expensive, you know, back in the day, sewing machines was Singer, but they also offered classes and things of that nature. And she was talking about, Ms. Nina was talking about how you, how she got into doing her patterns. Those of you, and I know you don't see it too much, but if you walk in, those of you who are not familiar, if you walk into Walmart right now and you go into the section where they have all of the designs and, you know, you can kind of do crafting and all that kind of stuff, they have these things called patterns. And what they did with the patterns, you would, you know, you had a design. If you wanted to make a skirt, you would get your material and you would get your pattern and you would do the pinning and all of that goodness. See, I told you, there's certain things I paid attention to. There's certain things I ran through the door. But you would lay out your fabric. Of course, you would, you know, measure your fabric. You lay your pattern down. And my mother taught me how to take my stick pins and, you know, in the shape of the skirt and then cut around, you know, do the whole cut, and almost like cut and paste, so to speak, but not really with the pasted. But if you go into Walmart now, they have these books, and I was surprised to see that the other day as I was prepping for the show. I was surprised to see patterns because I know coming up, my mother and I, they had fabric stores. They actually had fabric stores, and you don't see too much of that anymore. My mother's favorite in Philly, my mother's favorite fabric stores were on Wadsworth Avenue, Germantown And then there was and then there was another one right across the street from Cheltenham Mall. And I hated Saturdays. I hate it and I love Saturdays because I know we will go out, but I know we're hitting all three of those stores to get fabric and pattern. And they knew her by name. They knew her by name. She would walk in. Oh. I'm like, really? Really, lady?
Oh, yeah. Really? She was in.
She was hooked. She was hooked. So now with this whole mother-daughter thing, yeah, mom being a seamstress, and she's been doing this for years and years. As a daughter, how did you get into it? Was it something that you, like, you looked at your mom? I looked at my mom. I ran the other way. Did you admire her, or is it something that you kind of got roped into? How did that work?
Well, my mother behind the sewing machine, that was a thing. You know, like, that was regular. I wasn't doing it. I don't have the patience. Sewing is very, I don't have the patience for it. I even took a, when I was in high school, and Mom, you remember this, because I came home with this bag. You're like, oh, that's it was a little bag. It was like khaki and denim. It was a cute bag. And that bag took me about 4 or 5 classes to make. It was a basic bag. It was so basic. It was just like, Mom, what was a, it was so basic. It was so basic, regular.
Like a tote, a little tote with a long handle. It was cute.
A little satchel. No. That should have taken me about 5 minutes, but it took me about 5 classes. So right then and there, I'm like, this whole sewing thing is not a thing. But as the years went on, my mother has, we have been saying, you can't leave a house looking a certain way. So I was on style aspect of it, even though, my style, my aesthetic is a little different. Because I'm more androgynous, so of course sometimes my mom was like, "What is it? I don't understand. I don't get it." But she knows it. She knows when I go out, I get compliments all the time. Whatever I wear, it doesn't even matter. There's times I don't even feel like getting dressed, and I still get the, "Oh my goodness, you look so nice," or "I love that." And of course, you accept the compliment because that's what you're supposed to do. But in my head, I'm like, I don't even have enough knowing. Like, I didn't get like clothes on today. So that's how I got into it. I went towards the style side, and as I went, like, always go online and just see what's trending and what's hot, what's not. I love clothes, and it's bad because I never wanted to go shopping with my mom.
Oh, she was the worst. Coming up as a child, I could not get her in a store. I'm like you, Ricky. You had to go. I could not get this girl to shop at all. Mm-hmm. Hated it.
I want to say I didn't mind shopping. I didn't mind, going to Clover and Gimbel's. I knew that somewhere along the line in the shopping. You see, I'm
Clover.
Showing my age. Yeah, you don't know.
I remember
about
Clover. Didn't your son model for Clover, Mom?
Yes, my son actually modeled for Clover when he was 8th, 9th grade, somewhere in there. They did a special presentation and he modeled for them.
Well, I remember it.
Okay,
it was in the family. But yeah, I didn't mind going shopping. I just hated the part of the shopping that I knew would end up at the 3 fabric stores. That's the part I didn't like. It was like, OMG, like, lady, you have all of this fabric in the house. Listen.
I will always get her back because every time I would go, like when I did eventually, be like, you know what? Okay, I'll go.
Oh, God.
I will take the most expensive thing in the store.
Every time.
Every single time. It never fails.
I couldn't believe it. I'm like, of all the things on the rack, you go to the most expensive piece. I said, nah, put that back. I'm going to have to make it.
Go to the clearance side. Go find the clearance. Find the yellow, green, red tag, orange. Go over there.
It's like, go to the clearance. Clearance. Familiar? Red tag. Red sign.
But that's funny because you talk about, you think that having a mom who can sew anything and everything for you, would be mm-hmm. cool. And so I'm pretty sure
right.
out of all, you know, you sewed for all of your kids. You sewed for all of your children, right?
Yeah, well, pretty much only when kind of necessary, special holidays, special occasions more so. But for your everyday, well, when Sierra was a little girl, though, I have a thing about dresses. And it was kind
oh,
of
Lord.
Me, sorry.
When I was lace ribbon frilly, we were twinning. We were twins.
She
would make us matching outfits.
Oh, yes. It was always a dress thing. I remember we couldn't wear pants to school, so I was always in dresses. I had to buy my first pair of jeans. You know, my mom refused. She always kept us in dresses, looking like pretty little
mm-hmm.
girls, you know. And I kind of tried to carry it over to the
mm-hmm.
next generation, but
uh-uh.
it worked. I got away with it for a little while, but not too much longer. But, yes, I always made her dresses as a little girl coming up.
I still remember this pink and green dress that my mother made me. It was lace. Remember the lace dress with the green ribbon?
Oh, God, yes.
With the matching hat.
I love dresses, but I can't
yes.
be in lace. I cannot. And that must have been something that you all loved, that you kept us in. Because my mother didn't wear pants until I think she started teaching, I think. And even then, she still didn't wear pants that often. And I know it was a struggle. I bought her first pair. Like she said, her
wow.
denim. No, she didn't call them dungarees.
Listen,
that's what she called them. Her first pair of
wow.
dungarees and her first pair of sneakers, and she fought me on that. But I feel your pain about the. I like dresses, but I just couldn't stand when they wanted to put the lace on it. Like, oh my God, I got to do Shirley Temple curls and the lace. Like, really? I have to sleep pretty.
Oh, I had
sleep,
the curls
what?
Too. Mm-hmm.
Like, really?
Oh,
what?
God.
Oh my God. But when you look
yeah.
back at all of that, it's like. We were really sharp.
Yes.
You know, we
mm-hmm.
were really like, you know, you might not have had two dimes to rub together to make a nickel, but you really looked the part.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
always. Every time you step out the door, the part.
We're strong believers. See, our motto is semita, and that's fake it till you make it. You know.
No,
every time I walk out, you look like money. You know, my mom has a few nicknames, Lucci, you know, Miss Luciana, a couple of dollars here. Like, you look like you got some dollars in your pocket, man. What's up? But all actuality, you know, got a couple bills to pay here, got to pay for this show over there, got to get some transportation. Yeah, but, you know, we make it. We're going to make it. Yeah.
So now you have mom. Doing the seamstress, and then you have the stylist, the fashionista. How did you finally decide to put that together? Like, how long did it take for you guys to put the two together? And I know you have siblings, so now out of all the crew, it was specifically you, or like just how did that all just come about to be Nina Street's Design?
I got cursed out.
this is an awesome story. Wait till you hear it.
I got cursed out from a great place. Okay, so you kind of have to backtrack a little bit. My father suffered a massive heart attack. He's fine now, but he dropped dead at 30th Street. By the grace of God, the station conductor had his eyes on him as my father was collapsing, and he grabbed the AED defibrillator and revived him, brought him back, and took him to the hospital. And my dad was like John Doe. They knew who he was, but he didn't have any family because all the information that my father had on him was about 20 years old. So I came home one day, and my brother was home, and that's like rare because, you know, he's 30. He's outliving his life. I'm like, why are you here? Hi. My mom's discombobulated. So we couldn't find my dad. My dad is a man of routine. Like, if he's not home by a certain time, we know something's wrong. So we called the police, called the hospitals. We finally found him. And so he had to go through that whole, you know, coming back to life process with some surgeries. He had a quadruple bypass, mom, triple bypass.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the midst of all that going on, I started Community College of Philadelphia. And a good friend of mine, Antoine Wright, was the president of the fashion club, and he was like, I need a VP. He was like, I need a vice president. I just need somebody to have my back, someone who's not going to judge me. I need to vent. Like, I just the second in command, like, slightly. So I was like, I'll do it. You know, my classes are easy. I'm kind of cool, you know, whatever. So I volunteered my services and became the vice president. And, of course, we do a fashion show during spring fling every year. So I told my mom, I was like, Mommy, I put you in the fashion show. And she cussed me out. She said, I better be putting my face in the books. I'm not doing nothing. I, you know, got to watch your father. And she was actually sick. She was diagnosed with whooping cough, which is normally a disease you hear in babies, but she had a, like, adult whooping cough. And I was like, but Mom, you have clothes that you made for people. You got stuff that you ain't finished and, you know, that stuff. So I pulled the show together. But it's crazy because I got kicked out of the fashion show because I was accused of stealing someone's wallet. I was like, okay, really? Why would I steal somebody's wallet when I have not only my credibility but also my reputation and my show, and I didn't get expelled? Like, I have so much to lose over a couple hundred dollars and someone's Social Security card. I have excellent credit. I don't want yours. So my mom wasn't going to do the show. She wasn't going to do it at all. She was like, I'm not doing it. No. Why is my child not in the show? I'm like, if you don't go do the show, thanks. Appreciate it. So she did the show. From the fashion show, we got picked up by Atlantic City Fashion Week. Lamont and Gina Bowling, they're the producers. They were in the audience. They wanted us to do their very first Atlantic City Fashion Week. From Atlantic City Fashion Week, we did Jonathan Blassen Games. It was a competition. It was a designer competition. They take your garment. Number one, you have to have, like, choreography for the runway. You have to have the right models. Your garment has to be immaculate because they take it inside, turn it inside and out, inspect it the whole nine yards. So it's not like, oh, the clothes are pretty and it was on the runway. No, it was on the construction and the presentation. Like, it was a whole ordeal. And we won that competition. And Ricky already ran the resume already, and from there we went to other great, amazing things.
So now you're
that's
putting...
That's how it came about. One second, Ricky. Listen, I couldn't believe that she had the audacity to enter us into a fashion show. Mind you, I hadn't sewn, studied, like really bothered with it for some years. I had put it down. And I'm like, you did what? Your dad is recovering. I'm trying to heal. And in a fashion show, are you out of your mind?
Yes.
And like I said, I said, you better be getting them books. That's all I know.
I told you, I touched on Ricky.
I was trying to make up some money. I yelled at.
So I'll be all types. You better go read something. Write a paper. I'm like, I'm trying to do some fashion stuff because you be sewing. I wanted to show you sewing.
See, Mom, see, that's what we try to do. We try to show you all off, and we get frustrated. What is that about?
All the time. All the time. Like, Ricky, she'd be like, no, get out my face. I'm like, but don't you want it? No. All right. I'm going to go do it. You go do it then, okay? I'm going to go.
Yes.
Once again,
like,
you know,
we're
listen.
Yes.
That's my next question. Now, you uh-oh. All have been doing this for a minute, but
right.
the process, I can imagine,
oh.
is
oh, yeah.
something. Because you have Mom
the process,
who loves the dresses.
Oh, man.
Mm. And Adonis, you love your style. So now...
My style is really my style is my style. You know, I
right.
like dramatics. I love the dramatics. I love the. I have this one piece where I designed wholeheartedly. Like, Mommy didn't even help me. I did it all by myself,
oh,
and
yeah.
it's called the hoodie. Now the hoodie, I need everybody to just close your eyes and just get visual with me one time. The hoodie. It's a dramatic gray dress. It has gray ruffles that are, they're straight, like, up and down. And it's a drop in the front, like, it's, you know, it's cleavage. It's cleave in the front. And the back is out. There's no back. Your back is a whole, all the way out, and it's a hood with a train. You know what? Everyone, y'all can go on Instagram right now.
Yeah.
Go on Instagram, hashtag Nina Streets Designs, all one word, that's Nina Streets Designs, and you can see all of our work, all of it, but a lot of it, and that dress will come up. It's the hoodie, and it was created.
I'm doing it right now. I know which one you're talking about, because we've talked.
You know exactly what I'm
that.
Talking about.
Yes, we talked about that.
Oh, my goodness. She held the fat. She held the fabric up, and she was like, "Mom, listen, do this like this." And she had a, I think you had a plaid cotton hoodie on that day.
Yeah. I had a, it was a shirt hoodie from H&M.
Yes.
And I just came because I was the thug in the house. I had my hood on. I don't know why. I had my hood on, and I'm like, "Listen. So we're going to drop the fabric like this, drop the fabric like that. Mom, you added the train." I said, "It's going to make it long. You like to add a train." Bang, add a train. There we go.
Yeah.
How do you two come to the table, to the design table, and you have someone, you either doing a show or you have someone like me who comes in and says, here I is. Can you dress me? Like, how do you two come to the table and figure out how to put what you both want? Because as to me, you know, I don't know a whole lot, but I know from looking from the outside in, designers are very particular. And they're the only ones. They're just like, you know, they're just like painters and artists and poets and all that. They're the only ones who can see what they envision. They're the only ones that understand them. So now you have two people. Two different, you know, concepts. And your mama daughter. Okay. So now how does that put
It's an interesting dynamic.
It's hilarious, actually. I say it all the time. During this process, we need to be filmed and recorded because I'm a character in myself. Like, I play all day and... My mother allows it, and she chimes in, she eggs me on, and she just puts her head down sometimes, like, where did I get you from? I'm like, from you? Like, what do you mean? So, I mean, you got to look at it like, I'm 26 years old. I've been around this lady for 26 years. You feel me? So I understand her, and our common ground, like, our common is elegance. Mm. That is our common, because I will be suited down, bow tied down, Oxfords. Listen, that's my aesthetic. I love it. And my mother is dresses, long, flowy, beautiful, elegant dresses. We love elegance. So we will definitely get you dressed today. But I also have the casual, but my casual is 20s, 40s, 50s type casual. You know, like a Henley, two suspenders, slacks, Oxfords. That's my casual. So we'll get you done. We will definitely get you dressed. And we're building. What are we building, Mom? We're building personalities.
And it's also where you are as the client. Like, what's the occasion? Most of the time, when you know people come to us, it's definitely it's a special occasion because of our style, because of the elegance and what we offer. A lot of times, it's a special occasion. We kind of get a feel for what you don't. It's easy to tell me what you don't like, and then I can kind of influence you on what you could like or what's good for your body type.
What you could like.
And of course, Sierra's really great with color and texture coordination, which is also an important piece of it too.
Yeah, like, coordinate. You gotta coordinate.
Definitely coordinate very well together. It's interesting because, you know, for years, as she was growing up, we didn't get along.
She didn't like her. She wanted to put me up for adoption.
I was somewhere, you know. But God said, no, you can't do that. You got to keep her. And the whole fashion piece, when it was unveiled between us, it just brought about a peace and a calm and a really loving and caring relationship between us, and I love it, you know, the way that we balance off of each other, especially when we're preparing for a show.
Oh, and my God.
We got we have the storyboard up now and on the wall, and it's like, all right, what do you think it is? What do you think of that? You know, will this fit in? Will that fit in? And we're really excited about our latest collection that we're in the process of finishing up, putting some finishing touches on it. But it's a great balance, and it is rare that you get two artists, you know, because the artist is an artist, and a lot of times they want to go off to themselves and do their thing, which is understandable. But I guess because she is my child, you know, she was formed in my womb. We have a chemistry that
now you want to claim me.
Oh, yeah, I love you. You know, we have a great chemistry, Ricky. It's really good. It's real good.
Well, and Ricky, actually, I'm an artist too. Besides, you know, being a stylist, I'm a spoken word artist. I'm a singer, songwriter, and a poet. Like, that was my artist. That's my artistry. Like, that's where I was going. I wasn't even trying the fashion queen was what? I don't even know what that is.
Wait a minute. I'm going to touch on that in a minute. But I want to say, for those of you who are just tuning in, thank you and welcome. I'm glad you're here. We are with the dynamic duo, mom and daughter, of Nina Streets Designs, and we're talking about being a mom and daughter duo and designing and just everything about being in the fashion industry. And we have some callers.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Good morning. Welcome to Hannah Footprints. How are you?
Well, welcome, our ladies. This is His Holy Eminence of Internet Radio, Mr. Oladele Ngozi.
Hey, brother. How you doing this morning? For those of you who are tuning in to this voice, I'll do this real quick. This was my dynamic duo partner when we first started on Blog Talk Radio together. And in fact, our anniversary is coming up on my birthday, actually, on October the 4th. So I hope you ladies get a chance to call in and tune in. But Brother Noah and I are, you know, just like how you two are doing the street design, Nina Street Designs, we did Blog Talk, and hey, Brother O, how you doing?
Well, first of all, I just want to say wonderful day here in our city of Philadelphia. Of course, you know, Pope Francis I is here, and there's a lot of hoopla and a lot of things. You know, it's a wonderful time to be here in Philadelphia.
Home, Pope Frank.
Yes, and two, like I said, good morning to your guests. I just want to come on and say that I want to honor someone this morning. The person I want to honor, if you don't mind, guests, is the lady that you're talking to, Ricky Rochelle Jones. Without Hands and Footprints, what is your legacy? A lot of good people like yourselves will not have the opportunity to come on and share their wares, share who they are, understanding their legacy to a whole worldwide audience that we are. And, you know, this is a celebration of what we have done at House Your Days Productions. I'm CEO of the Beverly Nation. She's CEO of Hands and Footprints, what is your legacy? It started with something, sorry for the noise in the background. It started with something called House Your Days Productions. And I'm as proud that we have the opportunity to be able to hear a woman that knows how to interview. She can interview with Barbara Walters, interview with Oprah Winfrey, interview with Sally Jess Raphael. She's one of the best. And her name is Ricky Rochelle Jones. I have no more to say because
Ricky.
Listen, I must praise her. You know, she deserves all that praise, and so do I, since I'm the holy eminence of internet radio.
Oh, my goodness.
Have a great day, and goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Love it. Love it.
Oh, my goodness. But, I mean, it now, you know what? You know I'm going to get you, Brother O. I'm going to get you later for that. But that's just like how you two, you feed off of each other and you create wonderful designs. That's what we did when we first started, oh, my God, 3 years ago. Oh, my gosh, we're getting ready to come up on 3 years. But that's how we started. We fed off on each other. I was kind of like, you know, as far as I was concerned, I was in the background, but he never let me be in the background. So that whole playing off of each other, and like you were saying, you have these two different styles, you have these two different personalities, but the commonality is what you guys put together, and that's absolutely awesome. So now, Adonis, you were saying this spoken word And so that also brings into your design, you know, you as the artist. So you bring a whole nother personality to it, too. Okay. So, all right, Mom, I understand now. I see what you're dealing with. Not only are you dealing with the designer, you know, with the designer personality, but you're also dealing with the artiste person. Okay.
Yes.
God bless you, Mommy.
I
understand.
Because, you know, when you you know, when you go into the different magazines, you go online when you're shopping, the pieces, they all have names for the most part. And, of course, a collection, you have the name of collection. So that's my entity. Like, I have to, I'm doing it now, actually. You got to name the collection. You have to, and it can't be anything, like, we have to agree on it. Like, we definitely have to agree on the name, and sometimes I'll say something, and she'll be like, what? How did you come up with, what? But I love it because I don't have to explain it. Like, I don't have to sit here and be like, well, Mom, because with the collection that we're doing now, it's gray and red. So I came up with, this is just, I was playing with words. This is not in stone. Mom, I'm just going to say it, but you got it because she caught it. What did I say? I called it blood smoke. I know. Like, I'm like,
but she came up with that one.
But she got it. She understood. She was like, well, it isn't, and I was like, I'm gonna name each of the pieces after like veins or something in the body, like different parts of the body. I'm gonna play with the words a little bit. And she was like, okay.
And then still, because the pieces do fit the body, a lot of our new pieces are very form fitting, and we use the red, and of course, red for me, the blood of Jesus, and the blood flows through the body, through the veins of the body, so. I was like, oh, okay.
She'd be hitting it, and I don't have to explain nothing.
But that's a blessing. I mean, that really is a blessing, that the fact that you guys, first of all, mother-daughter relationships, as wonderful as they are, they also can be some of the most tumultuous, most antagonizing, most whatever words can have. But for you two to be able to blend, feed off of each other, and respect each other as artists, that really, truly, truly is a blessing. So now you have this, what you call it, blood, what you call this, the line, the new, the
blood,
new collection?
Blood
smoke. Blood
smoke. Blood smoke. It's playing with it. Playing with it.
Blood smoke.
Okay, still playing. Okay. So
blood
now,
smoke.
Blood smoke. Okay. So now how, my whole thing is, you know, how do you encourage people? Because, I mean, fashion is everywhere. We can get it. You know, a lot of people can get what they think is fashion or what they think is fashionable to them at Walmart, thrift stores, Payless, whatever, you know, or go into the high-end stores. How do you take someone who says, well, for what I'll pay you, why can't I just get that in the stores? You know, how do you, like, say to somebody, listen, when they come to you, like, listen,
Well,
because, you know, when you think of going to a designer, when you think of going to a designer, you're thinking, oh, my God, I'm going to spend a whole heck of a lot of money. And that kind of makes people shy off to that. How do you make them feel comfortable with the purchase that they're going to go with?
I kind of let them try to help them understand the whole concept behind design and a custom fit. And a custom fit is something that you cannot go and buy.
Right.
You can go buy something that'll fit you, but most of the time, if it just fit me a little better here, if it was shorter there, or if the sleeve was longer, if this, you know, so you kind of pick the garment apart even though you buy it. But when you come to us, that garment, when you leave us, you're going to leave with something that'll fit you better than any other piece you've ever had in your life. And that's kind of where I try to really encourage people to let them know that you're going to have a garment that's going to fit you the way that it's supposed to fit you. Not how you necessarily may want it to look on you, but something that's suitable for you, because there's a difference, you know. And your body's a canvas, Ricky. When you think about it, We are a blank canvas. When you wake up in the morning and you get ready to take your shower, bathe, or whatever, you're naked. That's a canvas. That's a blank canvas. And it's up to you as to what you're gonna, how you're gonna paint it that day, or for your special event. So I think it's important to know that you got to paint your canvas, and how you choose to paint it. Yes, it's up to you, but you have the experts like us who can help you really define it, which makes a difference.
Now, you know, as you're talking, you know I am posting that quote right there, right on the Hannah Footprints page, that your body is a canvas. You know I'm putting
canvas.
That out there. But oh, my God, but that is so true, because we do, especially women. Well, guys do it too, because as quiet as you have, there are men who are more in tune to how they want to look.
They're worse than women.
Yeah, they really are. A lot of people don't realize it. Some men, a lot of men. I'm not even going to say some. A lot
and the other thing is,
particular.
Yes, my husband's sort of like that, on especially on Sunday mornings for church. Oh, my good Lord. It's amazing. But I really, you know, I think it's just so, so important to encourage women by being a living epistle. You know, you walk it, you talk it, you exemplify it. And I try to do that as well as Adonis. I want to call her Sierra so bad. I'm trying to use her stage name, but Sierra.
Hey, Rick, I just texted. I'm like, Mom, stop saying my government publicly. They listening.
Well, wait a minute.
You're confusing the people.
It's too late for that, because she done put it on air, and this is going to be
our. She did. I'm like, buddy, Mama.
Sorry.
And, of course, I don't want my mother to say, oh, Adonis, because it's going to sound weird. It's my mom. But just say my daughter, my child, the other one.
I was even rehearsing it, Adonis. I was calling her Adonis the other day a couple of times. I was like, you know what, Sierra.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome, darling. But back to what I was saying is, you know, we have to really show people. Like, I know for me, every Sunday is just amazing when I, you know, step out the door. But I do ask God to show me, you know, what it is you want me to wear. How do you want me to look? Because I'm sort of a chameleon. I change my look all the time. When I step out, and when especially church on Sunday, it's just amazing the numerous compliments and comments that I get. And my husband says it all the time. He's like, you don't realize it, but women are really drawn to you. They're attracted to you. And I kind of ignore it somewhat, because in my own way, I'm a little shy in a sense. But I really just try to be that canvas, and I paint it every day. Even when I sit at home working, I paint my canvas, because it's all in how you feel after you paint it. It's like, oh, do I like this? I feel good. If I feel good, then I can make somebody else feel good, and I can be a blessing to them.
And that,
I know when I'm having like a bad. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was just saying.
Oh, no,
You were just answering the question. Your mother was just answering a question that one of our Facebook friends just asked, where do you get your inspiration from? But go ahead, Adonis, go ahead and speak on what you were getting ready to say.
Oh, no, just sometimes when I'm having, like, either my night before is a little bad, a little shabby, or I'm just having a moment where I don't like nobody. And you have your moments. Everyone has their moments. I get dressed. Like, I will get dressed.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And when you walk past the mirror, it's like, oh, your day changes. How mm-hmm. you look is really how you feel.
Yeah. You know, when you dress different, you feel different. When you dress certain ways, you feel
truth.
Certain ways. And it's true.
That way. And
like
it's,
on a
especially when you put that good combination together, definitely. You're like,
listen, you know how you feel when you put yourself together. And on a gray day, wear a bright color. A lot of people are like, why are you so bright? That brings the sun out, the bright colors. I had an instructor back in college say that to me, and I'm like, wow, I never thought of it that way. And I've always used that. So on a gray day, I may throw some red on and go outside and shine like a star. it's important. It's all in how you feel.
That's true, because I remember when I was in the school district and I was teaching, and it was gray days. I used to pop on something with a little bit of color. Kids would kind of be...
Yeah.
They wouldn't drive me crazy. They wouldn't. I figured, let me pop on this bright yellow, and so they can. And
yeah.
Also, the thing about fashion, or whether it's an accessory or if it's your whole ensemble, I always like a conversation piece, and that's the great thing about fashion. That is always some point of reason. If you do it right, it always starts up a conversation. So when I would wear that bright neon yellow, the students would say, "Oh, Miss Jones, what? Oh, my God, why you got that bright on? You're awake, aren't you? You notice that I have this bright. Let's get started with our day."
There you go.
Can't fall asleep in class today, huh?
Not at all. Like, hello, I'm shining like a diamond. Pew! One of our other Facebook one of our other Facebook friends asked, they wanted to know, how can they go about, you know, getting one of their own creations from Nina Streets Design?
Call on us. Email N as in Nina. What's the email? Oh, NS Designs, number 4, the letter U. Definitely hit us up on the email. Go to our like page. All the information is on the like page on Facebook, Nina Streets Designs on Facebook. And like I said, hashtag Nina Streets Designs on Instagram. And you guys can definitely hit me up personally, Adonis Styles. Everything spelled with a Z, ADONIZTYLEZ on Instagram. Or my mama, NSD4U. That's the number 4, letter U, on IG.
And don't worry about it. They're going to put it on the Hannah Footprints page, too. So every link to be able to get a hold of them. So now, what do you ladies have coming up? If somebody wanted to come and see your stuff out in public, what do you ladies have coming up?
Atlantic City Fashion Week.
Yay!
Get you some vacation done. Season 7. Dang, we have done 5?
7 seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've done 7 seasons of ACES. No, 6 is one season we didn't do.
Right. And it's October the 3rd. And you can definitely, it's, you know, on our page, and, of course, AC Fashion Week, you can hit them up. I think tickets are still available online.
They are. AtlanticCityFashionWeek.net.
Yes.
You can go forth and purchase. And, yeah, we're on the 3rd, we're on the couture night, because we are, our clothes are handmade, and we have that elegant effect to it, so that puts us in the couture category.
Yes. The other thing, Ricky, we're offering for the holidays, we're offering 10% off anyone interested in a custom design and 50% off all of our samples.
Yes, I heard it right. That is a 50% off sample sale piece.
And the other thing is we do another entity to us is event planning and theme decorating. So if anyone's interested in having their home decorated for the holidays, or if they need some personal shopping done, we're offering those services as well.
And please do not categorize us as just only for events. No, I am a stylist and a personal shopper, i.e. my mother. I can get you dressed for anything and everything. If you just want to go to your neighborhood bar, I got you. Not a problem. Like, I don't want people to just think, like, oh, you guys are so, like, just elegant and special events. No, 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 no. Some people need a little help and assistance on just styling. Some people just don't even like going to the store, you know, don't like going to the mall, don't like going shopping at all.
Yeah,
so
like
that's
you,
what,
you too.
Oh, wait a minute. Then that you just brought up something because I just had a message sent to me. They had a question. They're a little shy. Yeah. But the question was, and you just touched on it, for someone who has low self-esteem, and they're trying to, you know, kind of figure out where their fashion is. Just in general, how they look. What kind of advice do you give people, you know, as far as they see their body, how
right.
they see their body, and they go into the store, they go in there, they go here, they go everywhere, but they're not sure what looks right, what looks good on them. What do you suggest to them?
Well, first of all, I suggest they hire us to work with them to really help them pull it together. That would be number one. The other thing would be to really try different things and to see what really works. And you can start by your favorite color, like what color really looks good on you. Like, of course, we know for a lot of heavier plus-size women, black is like will slim you down in a heartbeat, you know, that's. And stay away from bold prints on a smaller person. You know, you can do a larger print to make you appear larger in some areas and small in others. So there's tricks of the trade that you can learn that we can teach you, you know. But I would definitely suggest that you go and you try different things on and see how you feel, what makes you feel good. Get the comments from the salesperson if you can find one. They're almost obsolete now, but they're around in the store somewhere, you know. But just to see if someone's in the vicinity when you're trying something on, maybe get their opinion to see how something looks, or take someone with you whose opinion you trust, really trust, because even your best girlfriend can do you wrong, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to watch that. But I would definitely hire us. That's what we do.
Yeah, because we don't just get you dressed. We boost your ego.
No.
That's what we do.
We can change your lifestyle.
It's something. I mean, because look at what's going on in today. You have all these hashtags of the fat shaming and the this shaming and the that shaming. And you have a lot of women and men, but more women who they're not even going to go out to the store and ask anyone because they barely want to put on anything when they go out and have. So now for that woman who is kind of like there, you know, should they start in their own closet of some of the pieces that they do like? Would you suggest that to them and try to play with that?
Yeah, definitely start with the pieces that you do like, maybe add something to it. And ladies, let me just say, everybody, tights and a top is not for everyone.
Mm-mm. Put it down, walk away. Put it down and walk away.
Tights and a top, come on now. That's the easy do.
But it's
I mean,
so
that's something you want to work out in. I understand it's
so
comfortable, but it's not necessarily appealing
to everyone.
To everyone.
Listen, Google, if you can do it, do it.
I mean, no problem.
If you don't do it every day.
I love tights myself, but you can rest assured I'm going to have it layered with, you know, a nice jacket, another top with it. You know, like you were saying earlier, you like the fall because you can layer it and do some things, but definitely start in your closet. And for you older women, you know, it's nothing wrong with updating your wardrobe, you know. Maybe shorten the hemlines now, bring them up a little bit and change some of your jacket style, some of your colors. You know, you can definitely start in your closet for sure.
Now, wait a minute. We're getting ready to go into archives. For those of you who are listening online and those of you who are listening via phone, stay on the line because even though, you know, they're telling us that the time is up, stay on and get the rest of the tips that you guys can get because I know I hear you, I see you guys online and I see you, I hear you in the messages that you want to get some tips. So definitely, definitely, definitely stay on and we're going to keep the conversation going. But ladies, now here's my question. When are you all going to do a class out in the street for the rest of us who need some help? Because we
that's
need some money. No, really.
Yeah,
listen, because
you're right.
You know, let me say this. The other folks out here who, you know, follow fashion and they watch stuff on TV, they throw it on TV, oh, this is what you should do and this is what you da-da-da-da. But sometimes in our own community, we're the ones who need the most help because everybody's not speaking our language. So when are you ladies coming out, and when can I sign up for that class? Because I'll be right there. Thank you very much.
In the coming new year, that's one of the pieces that we're working on, as well as doing our own production. We are really excited about our 2016. We're very excited about some things that we put in place that you'll hear about, you know, coming up soon. And that's one of the pieces that it's interesting that you asked that I have been fighting with and toying with for a minute now. I know
you got
that
the confirmation.
You need it. Yes, you just confirmed it. I know it's much needed, and it's definitely time to bring it forth. So we are in the process of identifying some locations. We have a location. It's just some dates at this point. So we're excited. You're going to hear about it real soon.
All right. And when you ladies are ready to do it, let me know, and I'll make sure that I tell everyone in the universe. We'll put it on, and if you want to come back on and we talk about that and put it on air so people can come out and get that, just let me definitely know. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So we need Ms. Rickety. You got to cover it, baby. So, you know, we're going to be back. Going to come and talk about it.
Listen, Boo, you have said nothing but a word, okay? Nothing but a word. I just figured out this Periscope thing, too. Child, please.
See you on the scope. Trying to get your thing done. I got you. My phone has to not be autistic in order for me to do certain things. Because it is my fault. Our social media should be really popping a whole lot harder than what it does. But how my phone is set up, the government don't pay me enough to.
We're working on it.
Yeah, it's a work in progress. Real soon. Probably like this coming week, actually.
All right. Well, let us know, and we'll put it out there. So now, before we go, if there's one thing or a couple of things that you'd like for people to keep in their memory banks or keep in their minds as they're out and about and they're getting their fashion together and they're contemplating making that phone call to you ladies, what would you want them to keep of Nina Streets? What would you want them to take with them?
It's not what you wear, it's how you wear it. That's number one. You got to have the confidence to wear it. It's not what you wear, it's how you wear it. Because I have put on cheetah pants and a polka dots, and I've done some things. But, you know, the average bear wouldn't do, but it's how I wear it. Like, I did this on purpose. It's mine. But I don't care. Say something. But who gonna check me, boo? Who gonna check me?
I would say the body, back to my comment, the body's a canvas. How are you going to paint it? Let us help you.
All right, you all heard it.
We got you.
Get on out here and be comfortable. For those of you who are kind of questioning what your fashion sense is, please, these ladies, if you're going to spend the money that you're going to spend in the stores to try to put all the things together and give other people money to try to make you look how you think or you're not sure how you want to look, they're not expensive. I don't find them expensive. I don't find fashion is what it is. You know, if you want it and you want to do it and you feel like you need a change, by all means, please, please, please reach out to these ladies. Let them help you. I know, as confident as I am in my style, I'm comfortable in my style, I'm also looking for ways that I can either update, improve, things I hadn't even thought about before, because I know Daz and I talked about some things And she put some things in my ear like, really? Yeah, you can do it, Okay, so we're going to try it out. We're going to try it out. I'm going to let them have my body as a canvas, and we're going to see what happens. It's going to be interesting.
Okay.
I'm excited. But by all means, please reach out to the ladies. Please reach out to them and get your canvas.
Come on, support black business, because black lives matter.
Well, that too. That's why I said,
Absolutely.
You know, we go out and we'll spend it everywhere else. No, sometimes you
everywhere
can spend
else.
It. If you want to get it right at home, spend it right at home.
Mm.
So definitely get out there, ladies, sisters. Get out there. Even if it's just an accessory that you want to go on and support somebody who's going to say, who's not going to lie to you and say, oh, yeah, buy that. That look right for you. Because everything ain't for everybody.
Mm-mm.
But if you want your body to be, if you want your body to be the right body, go on and look at these ladies and see what they have to offer. They're not going to steer you wrong. They're really not going to steer you wrong. All right? I thank you, ladies. I thank you.
Thank you.
Call, you
the
know
God
when you get off, I'm
going to
call you in a few minutes. Hold
on.
But I thank you so much. Please don't forget to put your information on the Hand Footprints page that people can look at. Those of you, if you missed anything of it, or those of you who have been listening and you want to share it with other folks, make sure when I put the link out there, you share it with people. Hashtag Nina Streets Designs. You'll find it. You will find them. You will find them, believe me. And you will see the pictures. And, yes, even though they have some models that you see some of the pictures that they're stick figures, yes, ladies, those voluptuous ladies, they do have things. Hello. They do have things for us voluptuous. Hello.
Hello. Yes, we got that. We just launched our plus size line recently. Was that 2 weeks ago, Mom, in New York during Fashion Week? So,
So they do have
Some pics.
You know, and you can find it out there. But, again, thank you so much, ladies. Thank you so much. Those of you who are down in the city and you're visiting and trying to get glimpses of the Pope, God bless you. Be safe. Enjoy the experience. Ladies, thank you for being on. As I always tell all of you all who are listening, if it's not like breathing, you see these ladies, they do it effortlessly. If it's not like breathing, don't do it. You want to get out here and do something that's worthwhile, helping the community, going with whatever your gifts and talents are. Lord willing, I will see you all next week. Don't forget, Wednesday nights I have the 15-minute conundrum right here on Blog Talk Radio, new time, 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And then we follow up the conversation on Periscope. Next Saturday we will be talking about suicide prevention. I don't know if a lot of people are aware, but September is Suicide Prevention Month, and we will have a wonderful lady on as our guest, and she will be talking about the upcoming run that's happening here in the city. So we'll be talking about that. You can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google Plus. Where else am I? Periscope. You can find me, Ricky Jones, Hand and Footprints. I'm all over the place. If you have any comments or questions or just anything, if you just want to say, hey, Ricky, you can email me at themsrikkijones. Don't forget, still have some tickets. I need to see if I can get me a ticket for this Atlantic City fashion show myself. Get out and go see what's out there. Yeah, I might have to come and see. Those of you who want to see what's going on, just go on out there. But like I said, if it's not like breathing, don't do it. Thank you, ladies, for designing the world, giving us your talent. Thank you. Thank you for being on. All right, guys, I will see you all next week. Have a good one. I'm going to go get my coffee. See you.